Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Living La Vida, Living the Life of a Sickle Cell Warrior. Today is Thursday, August the 6th, and it is approximately 1:10 p.m. I'm coming in to just give you an update of how things are going since I went to an infusion clinic on Tuesday. I went in and got 4 rounds of medication through the IV drip, which worked amazing to help break up this pain crisis that I was in. So I pretty much slept all the rest of the day on Tuesday. I slept all day Wednesday, just getting up enough to go to the restroom, take a shower, eat something, and back in the bed. When my body gets like this, I know I need to rest as much as I can, drink as plenty of fluids as I can to try to stay hydrated, to avoid going to the hospital. I have not been in the hospital since April the 19th of 2018. That has been a full year ago. So going to these infusion clinics has definitely kept me out of the hospital and keeping me from having to stop my day-to-day routine and be in the hospital for a week or longer. So I thank God that I have a doctor that has these options in place for her patients. So today is Thursday. I did get up to go to work, and as I was moving around, I started having some pain and weakness in my legs and back. So I didn't want to push it. I decided to stay at home and rest a little bit longer. So that's what I'm doing. I'm resting, hydrating, and resting. Haven't done much but lay in my bed. I did get up and go to the computer for a little bit and worked on my business a little bit. But I'm back in the bed, and I will continue to work my business from my phone. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Living La Vida, the Life of a Sickle Cell Warrior. And just as a reminder, if you have any questions for me, you can leave a voicemail in the application here on Anchor. I will listen to it, and I will definitely answer your questions in a future podcast. So I would love to hear from you if you have any questions, and I will try my best to answer those for you. So thanks for tuning in to another episode of Living La Vida, the Life and Journey of a Sickle Cell Warrior. Continue to pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Bye-bye. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you are looking for inexpensive jewelry, accessories for yourself, for gifts, or anyone, check out my website at fabchic.com. That is fab5chic.com. You won't be disappointed. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Living La Vida, the Life of a Sickle Cell Warrior. It's been almost a month since I did a podcast. The last one that I did was on December the 19th. And that was the day that I had a doctor's appointment and ended up having to go to infusion clinic. Just wanted to come and break an update from that. If you've listened to that episode, you kind of know what happened and what transpired that day. But moving forward, that day of getting infusion, it's like breathing new life into me. It's like giving me a push, a little bit more juice, if you would say, to keep pushing and moving forward. That way I'm no longer in pain. That way I can move a little bit more productively in my day-to-day. So I just wanted to come back and just give a quick follow-up and let you guys know that I am doing a lot better. I am feeling good. There are days that I'm a little tired, but I keep trusting and believing in God that I'll be okay. And I normally do. I keep pushing through. God continues to give me, keeps breathing new life into me and giving me more ideas and things that I want to do in my life and continue to want to be a testimony to others. So, I just wanted to update and let you guys know that I am doing pretty good. And my next doctor's appointment is not until February the 22nd. So I normally go every 3 months, blood work, and I see my hematologist. So I am hoping blood work will be great. I have changed a few things in my life. I have been drinking more water because every time I get that results from my drug from my blood test, that she always say you need to drink more water. So guess what? I have this gallon jug that tells me to drink from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and I've been doing really good. I drink most of it before I leave work. I am done a little bit before 5 o'clock. Not done. I still have some left that's before 9 o'clock, up that to complete by 9 o'clock. So by the time I get home and before the night's over with, I have completed that 1 gallon of water. I will say I have more trips to the bathroom than I ever had, even when I was pregnant with my boy. So I have changed those habits of drinking more water. I know that will help. And also, since I have recently been diagnosed with diabetes, I'm trying to keep my glucose level down because it has been high. And I've been including lemons in my water. So I drink that throughout the day and it's been keeping my blood sugar down. But I just wanted to come back and just, you know, let you guys know that who have been listening to my audio journey of living with sickle cell, I am doing good. And I appreciate everyone that's been tuning in. And wanted to also let you know that I will be including some new hot music. Some of the people that you may have heard of and some that you may not have. The song that's going to come up next is called Breathe New Life. It is by Rhonda Thomas. She is a soulful jazz singer. And she was presented to me by my music producer for my podcast, DJ Von Eric. So stay tuned and listen to this wonderful song. And I hope you like it. And if you do, you can find her on YouTube, Amazon, iTunes, to purchase her CD. She is an amazing singer, so stay tuned and listen to that. So thanks for another episode of Living La Vida. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.